हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। अ वेरी हार्टी वार्म कूल वेलकम टू यू टू वृंदावन धाम। वृंदावन धाम की। सो बिफोर वी स्टार्ट टॉकिंग विल चैंट अवर प्रेयर्स। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। So I very warmly welcome you again to Vrindavan Dham. We come to Vrindavan Dham and first pay our respectful obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. It is because of him we have been blessed with the opportunity to visit Vrindavan, to know Vrindavan, to see Vrindavan, to hear about Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada bought this land in somewhere in late 70s, early 70s. When it was a jungle over here, the tigers, lions and wild elements, animals would come here. So many Brijvasis would ask him, why have you bought a land in forest? So he said, you wait and watch, very soon it will become a famous and busy place of pilgrimage. And today nobody can even believe that this place was a forest. This place was such a thick forest that from here till Radhakund, 28 kilometers, the sun ray would not touch the ground. That much of thick trees were there. So much of thick trees that even sun rays would not touch the ground. That time when Prabhupada ji was purchasing this land. This also land is called as Ramanreti. Ramanreti means where there is a sand of Jamuna and where Krishna and Balaram, they have their Raman, that means they enjoy. They have frolic and fun in this place. So it's also a very unique thing that our hospice also is in the same place called Ramanreti. Jamuna used to flow very closely over here. There is a place called Varahagat and Gautam Rishi Ashram, very close by, at the bank of Jamuna in those days. But in the last 50 to 100 years, Jamunaji has drifted away and now it is about 2 to 3 kilometers away from this place. But nonetheless, the places where Gautam Rishi and stayed and Varahaghat, all those places exist. And this place also is at the corner of Parikrama Road. The Vrindavan Parikrama of 10 kilometers walk is also around this place. So this is Prabhupada's home. Prabhupada always said that Bombay is my office, Mayapur is my place of worship, and Vrindavan is my home. So we are also at the home of Srila Prabhupada. And this is actually a home. This is a place where he lived. when the temple construction was going on, when it was completed, and all those times Prabhupada stayed here. And this is the very place he would sit down and meet his guests also. So there are so many photographs on the wall. You can see Prabhupada sitting and meeting his guests. Prabhupada sitting and writing something on the board there. Sitting casually. It's the same place here. And the bed that is right on right side of yours, that is the bed where he left his body. It's a very unique situation. Prabhupada, all of you know the story, you must have heard several times. He went abroad at the very fag end of his life and he did so much. But one significant thing I'll let you know, that even he was planning to go from here, that time the place was not there. They had not bought the place. He was just preparing to go abroad. He was staying in Radha Damodar temple, where we will go in the course of time. So his friends, the Goswamis, the Brijvasis, they felt, why are you going to such a place, you know, beyond seven oceans? No sadhu goes beyond seven oceans when he is the fag end of life. In fact, they come and retire in Vrindavan and do bhajan. So anytime death will come, and you know, if you are in some other place, what is the value of all these things? But Prabhupada still went abroad out of his great compassion for fallen conditioned souls. Did world circumambulation 14 times in 12 years. And then 81 again he came here. He was very, very sick. And he lived in this bed. He stayed in this bed. The photograph there you can see. There is a Jai Advaita Swami and Prabhupada. You can see only bone and skin. For almost 3 months he did not eat anything. And till the last day, the last breath, he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam from this bed only. Now, he would not eat anything. But if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, the Brahma Sammohan Leela, where Lord Brahma stole the cows, you know, all those, that pastime, that is the last pastime he translated on dictaphone. It was on this bed. Devotees were hardly able to hear him. But he was so crystal clear in his voice when he was translating. His consciousness, his divine intelligence was intact, although his body was too fragile. And in the very same bed, he left his divine body. And then, where we went first, Samadhi, the great ceremony, Narayan Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, he had already told, when I will pass away, you please call His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, and under his guidance and technical guidance, he's put my body over there. He had already located his place. And we went there. That is where Prabhupada's divine body is placed. And Prabhupada's divine vigraha is already established over there. And that samadhi took many, many, many years after he left his body. So, befitting the glorious personality, the kind of work he did, you know, he built 108 temples, he wrote over 80 books, and he made thousands of disciples and went to every country. Today, Hare Krishna, he has made a household word. Hare Krishna is known everywhere. Now, it may be known for various reasons, but Hare Krishna has become a household word. So all this is given to us about this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about this movement, and about the purpose of life, and giving up sinful activities and becoming pure in life. All this wonderful opportunity has been awarded to us by Srila Prabhupada. So today also, when we go to Samadhi, it is explained that when you go to Samadhi of any great Acharya or great soul, his presence is there. You can communicate with that personality at the place of Samadhi. And similarly, at the Samadhi and also at this place, we feel Prabhupada's presence is very much there. Because great souls, when they leave their bodies, they just don't disappear and, you know, vanish forever. Great souls live amongst all of us through the instructions that they give, through the example that they have set, through the scriptures that they have written, and through the legacy that they leave behind us. So we are very grateful to Prabhupada ji. And what to say, Prabhupada, his life in Vrindavan was something most exemplary. He was in deep absorption here. When he came in 1960-61, he first went to one temple called Vanchi Gopal Mandir. That is the bank of Jamuna. And that room is also there, today also there. He wrote translations of Bhagavad Gita there. 5 rupees per month rent was there. Then Damodar Temple Goswamis were his close friends. They invited him, please come. Jiv Goswami's Samadhi, Samadhi is there, Rupa Goswami's Samadhi there. The Vigraha of Rupa Goswami, Jiv Goswami, all are there. Please come and stay. So then he moved to Radha Damodar Mandir. And there he had two rooms. One room was kitchen and another room was sitting room. In the sitting room he would translate Srimad Bhagavatam. And his absorption was so deep that the temple devotees would keep prasad for him at lunch time. And it would be there only till evening. And when he would come out of his absorption, and then he would realize, oh, I have not taken any food. Then he would come out and see, already plate is lying there. Then he would take prasad. And many times he would go as sannyasi to do madhukari in the Lohi Bazaar shops. Many shop owners who are very old now, they tell us that he used to come here and do madhukari. And even Damodar Temple Goswamis tell us that in the night time when the temple darshan would get closed, people would just go away, temple would be empty. He would come out of his room and he would sweep the floor of the temple, of the place in front of Rupa Goswami's Samadhi also, with tears in his eyes, and then go back to his room. So those days, you know, were very absorption days. He was fully absorbed in writing his purports. And he has mentioned in his books that the explanations, the tatparya that I wrote of all the verses in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrut are the expressions of my spiritual ecstasy. The greatest joy that I had was expressed through the words of the purports. So he may talk about, you know, New York government, and he may talk about some Indian government sometimes here or there. He may talk about Hare Krishna movement and many things he will talk. But that was most relevant explanation that we need to know about that particular subject matter which he was writing about. And it is through his purports only we actually know and understand what is Srimad Bhagavatam, what is Bhagavad Gita, what is Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is Upanishad, Isha Upanishad, and many other scriptures. All those scriptures are actually very difficult to understand if you just minus the purports. But the acharyas come like Prabhupada, and the same old scriptures which is understandable at that particular time, not understandable at this time, make it understandable for all of us. And the same books will be, there will be commentaries on these books also in further ages, because as the Kali Yuga advances, the intelligence of the people also gets decayed. So further explanation is required on Prabhupada's explanation also. How we can understand this? When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wrote the commentaries on Brahma Samhita, maybe the most intelligent person and the most linguistic expert cannot give understanding of that purport, you know. So that was also purported by Prabhupada and his followers. So you can understand that even something which is understandable at particular times becomes difficult to understand when the time passes away. And then we have to get the understanding from our predecessors and acharyas and all. So here we come and put our head down, humble ourselves, offer prayers. Prabhupada ji is our grandfather. He is available to give us his mercy, to give us his association. Daily this is open in the morning between 5:15 to 7:15. When chanting period is there, devotees come and chant over here. And after that, when Bhagavatam class is over, this again opens, like this time. Again, people come and visit this place. This place is maintained as it is. There is no much renovation except the paintings and all. And they have preserved all Prabhupada's letters and Prabhupada's bed sheets and Prabhupada's things. If you can spend few minutes going inside, you will see all those things which he used. Right from spoon, you know, three tire container of tiffin, and some blades and some knives and some spatulas and some pots, some kadais, everything is there. His last things, oils, what was used for his massage, and the clothes that he used, the mrudanga that he played, the harmonium that he played, everything is there. And through all these things, as the acharyas use anything, you know, they become very divine because they have been used in service to Krishna. So I would request you to spend few minutes here before we leave to meditate upon Prabhupada's presence over here, and you try to connect to him through prayers. Prabhupada will definitely reciprocate with you and give you his blessings, because before we even start our Vrindavan Parikrama, we need to humble ourselves in front of the Acharya and take his blessings, because we are in no position to even see the Dham, what to speak of explain, what to speak of reveal. These are big words. But by the mercy of the Acharya, who has led us to see Vrindavan, we want to take his blessings over here. We want to bow down, offer our prayers, and pray to him that by your mercy, by his mercy, let us have a glimpse of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a very unlimited divine thing. It is not within our capacity of tiny, insignificant soul to fathom what is Vrindavan. But still, with our mortal eyes and some little intelligence and understanding, we can perceive some glimpses by their blessings and by their arrangements. So some enlightenment will be there in the soul, and some love and attachment for Krishna can develop by the blessings. So without the mercy of Guru, one cannot imagine to attain Krishna. And with the blessings of Guru, one can understand Krishna, one can serve Krishna, one can be connected with Krishna and make our life divine. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.